joined by the pole sitter for tomorrow's Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix at COTA, William Byron, driver of the number 24 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet. We will open it right up for questions, so if you have a question, raise your hand and we'll get a mic to you. We'll start in the back there with Steven.
Steven Sum, frontrunners.com. William, you had the track record last year. I think there were 28 drivers in qualifying this year that broke it. You held on to it in the first round, and you win the pole. Can you kind of describe the differences of between, you know, running the qualifying laps this year with the new pavement compared to last year?
Yeah. So, you know, the areas that they repaved are quite a bit more grip. As we got the tire rubber kind of rubbered in and got the racetrack to where it was, you know, kind of peak grip level. So I feel like it took probably the first 5 to 8 laps, you know, for everyone to make for the track to keep getting faster and probably for us to understand where the grip level is on the racetrack to push. So feel like we got to a spot where understood the racetrack more. And I think, you know, my biggest concern is just turn 8, you know, and how the dirt is there. It's definitely difficult to get through that corner. So, you know, wish that was a little bit better to make the racetrack flow a little bit nicer, but feel like the added grip in some areas was nice and a little bit smoother. But I don't think it'll really change the race any. I think the braking zones and the passing zones will be the same, and should be a pretty exciting race.
Mm-hmm. We'll go to Bob and then Zach.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. To follow up on that, is there anything that you feel like they should they put curb in overnight in that area, or say what they're going to do, track limits in that area?
I would like to see a curb, maybe where the grass starts there, just maybe right there on that edge. That would probably be the best solution. I think we should do something. I don't like track limits. I don't know. It's really tough to police through there. Very difficult to see that area. So I think, you know, kind of having something that can just not allow us to go there, you know, and risking damage.
Zach?
Oh, there we go.
Zach Sterniel, NASCAR.com. William, talking about track limits in general, how do you balance the line of pushing through the S's to maximize your lap time while also not ending up with that penalty where you end up having to make a pass through? How do you balance where that aggression is?
Yeah, it's just, I feel like through the S's, the track limits deal is very appropriate because it's easy to understand through there. You obviously have a lot of paint inside the curbing, but you can really kind of tell where you are on the racetrack there. So I feel like track limits through the S's is great. We've gotten used to it. The rule's been the same now for 3 years, I think. So I think we're doing a good job, you know, with the rules and everything to police that, and everyone's kind of stayed within the box. I didn't ever get any laps disallowed, and hopefully don't get any tomorrow.
We'll go to Rob and then Tanner.
Rob T. Youngson from thepodiumfinish.net. William, just kind of curious, what's been the best advice you've gotten from Max Pappas, who's coached you in the past when it comes to racing at the road courses, because you've been really good in these road courses in recent years?
Yeah, I mean, it's just an evolution over time. You know, going out to the karting track this week, and just honestly, this has been my first normal week since the 500, just being able to be back home and be in my rhythm and kind of my cocoon and be able to focus on driving the race car. So I feel really happy with how the week's gone, and feel very fresh going into this race. So I'm excited for that. And yeah, our prep is kind of the same, you know, that we normally do for road courses. So, yep.
Tanner?
Tanner Marlar with frontstretch.com. Saw a lot of guys locking up going into one. Some said it was tires. Some said they might have been pushing too hard. Is that something that you foresee being an issue on race day?
I don't know. It seemed like once we understood that was the limit, you know, it seemed like things got better there. So it's just, I don't know. I haven't looked at my turn ones to see if I was giving up time, but I wasn't locking up, you know, as I went through the rounds there. So I feel like it at first was really prevalent because the bump there and the subsequent bumps kind of as you get to the the apex is definitely, you know, rough. If there's anywhere that I thought they would repave, it would be there because turn one is very rough. But it creates some character, you know, and on the restarts, it's very tricky. So we'll see how that all plays out for sure.
Any final? Jerry?
Jerry Jordan kicking the tires on that. Told you how to softball. Your latest in your Lego collection, put your Lego stuff in what's the Lewis when you're doing, because the Eiffel Tower is hard.
Yeah, so I just got two new sets. I got the Mercedes F1 car that I'm going to build probably here in the next week or so, and then I got one, I think it was the Orient Express train. So I'm excited to build those two. They're kind of small to medium projects, and probably do those over the next week now that I have some more free time at home. So it's been nice to be back home this week.
All right, William, appreciate your time. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.